And we're joined now by Sam Goodwin, Coach Sam Goodwin, who's a legendary high school coach in the great state of Arkansas, where he won 5 state championships at Parkview and Little Rock. But he also coached for many years successfully at Northwestern State University. And one of his prized pupils was a fellow named Ed Orgeron, who's going to the White House as we speak. And good morning to you, Coach Goodwin.
Good morning, Jim.
And we've talked about this a few times before, but when you arrived at Northwestern State as the head coach, I think your first assignment was to get rid of Coach O, to tell him to leave. What was that about?
Well, I took the job during the Christmas break, and all the students were gone. And one of the first persons I met was the director of housing. He came over to my office and talked to me about 2 of our students there at Northwestern who had just, for the second time, I think, totally destroyed a dorm room and wanted me to go over there and look at it. Sure enough, it was destroyed. There's windows broke, dressers torn apart, beds knocked over. And so anyway, he explained that 2 of our South Louisiana players, Ed Orgeron and Brian Arsenault, that was their room and that they were the culprits. And so I thought immediately, I need to get rid of these guys. So anyway, the day that everybody came back to school for the spring semester, I called those 2 guys in my office. And of course, I'm expecting 2 burly, poorly dressed, cussing every other breath, so to speak, type person.
Yeah, disheveled.
And so when they came in, I mean, they're both extremely dressed, nice, polite, and sit down with them, and we had a long talk. And the more I talked to them, the more I thought, well, these guys are worth trying to salvage. And so we left that office with them on the team, and they got 2 strikes against them. And from that point on, I never had a problem. In fact, they were 2 of our best leaders, both of them. Well, Orgeron got selected the Joe Delaney Award. He was given to the team leader that voted on by the players at our sports banquet that year. So they bought in, and like I said, both of them were great leaders on our defensive team.
We're going to continue for a few moments with Sam Goodwin. And I understand the championship trophy has arrived. We'll be in our studio for LSU. The Tigers are at the White House, and the trophy is right here. We'll talk about it. Coach Goodwin, 877-217-5757 is your number. We return after this brief pause for the news with Karen Henderson on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And the championship trophy is in our midst, and we'll talk about that with Jordan Dunlap. But we're continuing for a few more moments with Coach O's college coach, Sam Goodwin. And Coach Ed Orgeron is, if you've been near him, he's not a huge man like most linemen today. He's about 6 feet tall. And, of course, in his day, he was strong as an ox and had a little bit of an edge, maybe more than a little. And Coach Goodwin, the goal line stand against Louisiana Tech. I've heard some legendary stories about that. And Coach O, what happened then?
Well, Louisiana Tech was the number one rival at that time, and we played at the state fair every year. And anyway, we're leading, and Tech's driving, and they drive, and they're have a 4th down with the ball on the 1-yard line, and they need a touchdown to win the game. And they come up to the line of scrimmage, and as they're walking up, you see Bebe on the film, both fingers in his chest, telling him to come this way. And sure enough, he was playing our left 5 technique. But anyway, sure enough, they ran right at him, and we stuffed him with Ed leading the charge, and looked like going to win the ball game. And then the bad part of the story is on the next play, our quarterback fumbled a snap in the end zone, and Tech recovered, and we got beat. But it was a typical Bay Bay. He wanted the responsibility of winning the ball game, and showed it by that.
So he was pounding his chest, say, run at me, I dare you. Like Robert Conrad with the battery back in the day. And they did it, and he stopped them. And I'm sure nobody is happier than you about his success.
No, he's come through so much, and really the job that he did. Of course, he needed another year after his eligibility was up to get his degree, and he coached our defensive ends during that year and did a magnificent job with him.
So his career began as a grad assistant under you, and then he went to John McCann at McNeese State, and the rest, as they say, is history, with a lot of twists and turns along the way. But at age 58, he is on top of the world. He has lost two of his top assistants now. How difficult is it for a coach to survive that?
Well, it makes it tough when you know, the quality of guys that he lost, but Ed'll get it done. I just believe what he said he would do and what he's done. It's just amazing, kind of like Trump. He's got to get it done. He's going to get it done.
Well, Coach Goodwin, it's great to hear your voice. A fine gentleman and a career coach who has been coaching, even he's like John Robinson, even after being a head coach in prominent places. I understand the last few years you've kind of volunteered at Nacogdoches Central. Is that right?
Well, I've actually taught and never taught school and coached both. But, yeah, I've been at Nacogdoches the last 2 years. Coached offensive line last year, and this year was a defensive coordinator for them.
Well, in my formative years as a kid in Little Rock, Sam Goodwin was head coach of Parkview, the Patriots, from 70 to 78, 9 seasons, 5 state titles. You left quite a mark there.
Yeah, well, you know, if you have good football players and keep them going in the right direction, it's fun and not that hard.
And I think our Catholic High Rockets beat you twice in 9 years.
They did, and we were pretty bad those 2 years, but they had a heck of a coach, too, and always they were always competitive.
Well, Coach, thank you so much, and let's keep talking. And congratulations on your greatest protege, Edward James Orgeron Jr. He's doing well for you and for the great state of Louisiana and for LSU, where there will be a big parade tomorrow culminating at the Assembly Center. But today, who would have thought Ed Orgeron would be with Donald Trump, the President of the United States? Who would have written that script a few years ago for either of them? But it's happening right now. Thank you, Coach.
Go Tigers.
There you go.